The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It is time for boys high school basketball, and you are about to be with Matt Croy.
In this division, a record of 19-3 on the year. They won two in a row, the nine of their last 10. And they're playing host to West Holmes with a record of 1-21, trying to snap a nine-game losing streak at the right to move on to Friday's sectional championship game. Stay tuned. We speak with West Holmes head basketball coach Ben Belden on a pregame show coming up next on WKLM.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Are you nearing retirement? Do you want experienced help in deciding how to manage your retirement savings when you leave the workforce? Please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience helping investors in Holmes County. Let's talk about the best strategy for you in deciding how and when to take withdrawals to enjoy the retirement you've been dreaming of. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Before the Tip is brought to you by MRV Siding Supply.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a five-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Also, West Bulls and basketball coach Ben Beller coming off that loss to Maysville back on Saturday. Ben closed out the regular season with a game where he led by 3 points through three quarters. Despite the loss, what are some good things you can take away from a game like that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Maysville is ranked number one in our district. We're at the bottom, and so, you know, we're in this unique situation where we play them twice. So I think that, you know, for our guys, I think the biggest takeaway is, well, we can compete with the top teams in our district. I think we know that we play really in a really tough conference. It's hard for us to match up a lot of times, especially as young as we are, but when we get into the district, anything can happen, and, you know, these guys prove that. Obviously, you know, it just kind of put us in a situation where now we got to go finish, and so that's what we talked about these last couple of days. You know, these guys are going to come in with a lot of confidence, and we'll let the chips fall where they may.
You mentioned the belief part. How big is that, just from a mental standpoint, knowing that you can't hang with a team like this, or at least you're capable of doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody that wasn't in our locker room thought that we were going to be leading going into the fourth quarter of that particular game. Obviously, you know, I don't know. I'm a little bit of a believer in moral victories, to be honest with you, and so that one's a big one for us. Like I say, you know, I've said about these guys all year that, you know, they have not let the circumstances dictate their work ethic and what they go out and they try to do every single night. You know, sometimes it works out for them, sometimes it doesn't, but the belief is there, and, you know, I think they believe that they can get this one tonight. We got a couple things up our sleeve, and like I say, we'll give it our best shot.
And by and large, this team really has, as we've talked about, played pretty good basketball here the last couple of weeks, so stretch of the regular season here. One of the biggest things he had to do to compete again with this baseball team as far as tonight is concerned.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just kind of comes down to executing in the fourth, you know. We've proven that we belong. You know, we've proven that we can play on the same court as these guys. And so, you know, it's just going to come down to, you know, at the end of the game, Maysville executed, made a couple shots, we didn't. And that's in large part because they're much more experienced than us. You know, they played in 30 games last year, and they had guys that played literally in the state title game and got those big shots and made big shots in those big moments. We haven't gotten that yet. Well, you know, now's our second chance to kind of make up for what we weren't able to do on Saturday.
There are a couple of guys that she has to play on those four seasons ago. Obviously, different teams here, somewhat similar here, but how much is that just in terms of a few guys that were at least in the tournament situation last year?
Yeah, I mean, when we came down here last year, I believe at one point or another, we were up in the lead in the third quarter at some point. So, similar kind of situation, you know, playing a top team as, you know, one of the bottom seeds. And so, those guys actually, we talked about that. And, you know, those guys know that happened. They're well aware of that and have a little bit of familiarity with playing here. And so, yeah, I think there's a little bit of a comfort level, especially since we just played them on Saturday, too. There's even more of a comfort level because we know who we're up against.
Ben, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's the voice of West Lawrence High State basketball coach, Ben Bellin.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by MRV Siding Supply.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com. Looking for a partner who will bring your vision to life? Tecton Engineering in Berlin is your go-to for civil, residential, and commercial engineering. Customizing their approach to suit your unique needs. And for creative design that sets your project apart, trust brick and banister design. Whether it's residential or commercial, they specialize in innovative design and construction drawings to keep your project on track, on budget, and exactly as you envision. Visit tecton-eng.com and brickandbannersdesign.com today. Call 893-0230. Proud supporters of the Highland Hawks and West Holmes Knights.
The President. President's Day Super Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and we're kicking off our 80th anniversary year with savings throughout the store. As a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal to or better than all those larger stores. Are you building or remodeling? In addition to package discounts, we'll hold your appliances in our warehouse until you are ready for our professional installation team. So visit us today on State Route 83 South in Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
This, of course, is a rematch of last season's Division II sectional final course play here at Maysville. And in that contest, it was Maysville who won over West Holmes 79-51. A game where Maysville led just by 5 points at halftime, 25-20. But then outscored West Holmes 29-13 in the third. And they opened up a 54-33 lead through three and went on to get the win 79-51 in that contest. Of course, Alex Bob led the way as he had 42 points, excuse me, in that contest. 17 for Gator Nichols in the game, and 5 apiece for Wesley Armistead and Sam Scott. For West Holmes, Nate Fair had 13 points and 8 rebounds. Manny Camacho had 11 points and 9 boards in that loss last year in the tournament. Of course, Maysville eventually would go on all the way to the Division II state championship game, where they would fall to Kettering Alter 68-54. So last year's Division II state runner-up for that Maysville team. Stay tuned. We'll have more to come after this on WKLM.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware and MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry, with solid forge brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Stock up and save all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have Rotel tomatoes, 3 for $5, 28 to 29 ounce Hunt's tomatoes, 2 for $5, 12 ounce Armor Treat, 2 for $4, 20 ounce Armor Beef Stew, $2.98, Armor Vienna Sausage, 98 cents, 3 ounce Armor Potted Meat, 78 cents, and 53-ounce Van Camp's Pork and Beans, $3.78. Plus, get USDA-inspected pork shoulder roast, $1.99 a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Home Siding Contractors.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977, and is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
West Holmes comes in with a record of 1-21 on the year. Maysville, a record of 19-3. Maysville averaging 72.5 points per game. West Holmes averaging 43 a game. Defensively, the Panthers giving up just over 52 points per contest, but West Holmes gives up 64 a game on the defensive end. Of course, the two teams squared off at West Holmes on Saturday, and that was a good one here. So West Holmes actually had the lead 47-44 through three quarters, but Maysville scoring the Knights 25-3 in that final period to get that victory over West Holmes in that contest. West Holmes led in scoring and lost to Maysville on Saturday by Nate Sprang, who had 16 points, 14 points also scored by Cooper Moltrich, and 6 points for Manny Camacho, 5 for Keston McKinney. And West Holmes a loss, 69-50 loss. That was at home to Maysville to close out the regular season play. West Holmes finished up in last place in the OCC at 1-11. Lexington captured the outright OCC title, 11-1, their third straight OCC championship. Tri-Valley won the Muskingum Valley League, going 15-1 in the conference. Now Maysville finished up in second place at 13-2. This is the Division IV sectional tournament. Of course, West Holmes is the number 13 seed, Maysville the top seed. Winner of this game moves on to the sectional final this Friday against the 12 seed Claymont. It'll be Friday, 7 o'clock at the better seeded team site for this Friday. We'll take a quick break and back to some thoughts from Don Hall right after this on WKLM.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
McRae alongside Don Hall for Division IV sectional tournament basketball. West Holmes at Maysville. Of course, you saw the game on Saturday, Don, and West Holmes had the lead through three quarters. What did you see back on Saturday?
Well, a poise, character from West Holmes, first of all. But everything that Maysville did was a contested shot for West Holmes, and they protected their paint and everything that went inside. Manny Camacho and Nate Sprang were there to offer some resistance, and the shots didn't fall for Maysville. And that way, West Holmes was able to sort of keep in touch and keep that lead for a bit.
And for West Holmes, who's kind of talked about here, they played some good basketball here the last stretch, last couple of regular season. We know their whole season really kind of prepares them for the tournament because they do play a tough schedule. From that standpoint, they shouldn't be shell-shocked going against a good team because they played a lot of good teams all year long.
And I think that helped because they played Mansfield Senior on Friday and then Maysville on Saturday, and they were used to Mansfield Senior's press on Friday. And therefore, Maysville, it didn't really take effect to West Holmes. I think to West Holmes maybe got some tired legs in that fourth quarter, and therefore they gave up some easy turnovers, led to easy layups.
For tonight, how much of that also tournament time? You got to be able to come out here that first quarter and feel like you can play with Maysville, right? You're able to hang with them as long as you can in a game like this tonight.
Oh, absolutely. That game Saturday night spoke volumes for West Holmes and their character and their confidence, and that's huge, and it needs to continue tonight.
We'll see what happens. Again, the winner moves on to Friday's sectional championship game. Reminder also, we are video live streaming the Wayndale at Springfield game going on tonight. That's on the WKLM YouTube page and also on stream 2 on WKLMFM.com. That's the girls' district semifinal matchup here in Division 6. Tonight's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Services in Millersburg. We'll be picking that up live from the court momentarily. Reminder also, Wednesday we'll have two tournament games away in for the girls, Division 4 and Division 7, West Holmes against Philo and also Highland against Riverview, both being live streamed for tomorrow night. And Friday we'll have the Highland Newcomerstown game as well. Again, just about ready to pick up the national anthem here from the court at Maysville.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a member of school, the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Maysville High School welcomes you to this interscholastic contest between West Holmes High School and Maysville High School. To honor America, please stand and join in the playing of our national anthem.
Once again, tonight's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Services in Millersburg. And tonight's starting lineup being brought to you by Holmes Siding Contractors, just outside of Millersburg off State Route 39. Try the Viwinkle line of windows with energy-efficient technology, and they will save you money on energy costs and home siding. Now with tonight's starting lineups, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. Starting tonight for the visiting team on your scoreboard, the West Holmes Knights. Number one, a 6'2" sophomore guard, averaging 11.4 points a game and 5.7 rebounds a game, Nate Sprang. Number two, a 6'2" sophomore guard, averaging 8.7 points a game, Cooper Maltridge. Number three, a 5'10" sophomore guard, Zane Kinsey. Number five, a 6'1" sophomore guard, Billy Patton, and rounding out your starting five. Number 31, a 6'7" junior post, averaging 10 points and 9.9 rebounds a game, Manny Camacho.
West Holmes, the 13 seed, a record of 1-21. They're coached by Ben Belden in his second season.
And now for your home team on the scoreboard, your Maysville Panthers. Number four, 6'4" junior wing, Cade Rock. Number 24, 6'3" junior wing, averaging 16 points and 6.9 rebounds a game, Jordan Watson. Number 23, a 6'5" junior wing, averaging 8.2 points and 5.2 rebounds a game, Kane Rohrig. Number 11, a 5'10" junior guard, averaging 10 points a game, Landon Iden, and rounding out your starting five. Number 0, a 6' junior guard, averaging 26.4 points a game, Gator Nichols.
Maysville, the number one seed, a record of 19-3. They've won two in a row and nine of their last 10, and they're coached by Dave Brown. The starting lineup is brought to you by Holmes Siding Contractors, offering Provia exterior doors, professional crafted, and also customized to meet your needs in style. Call for a free in-home consultation at 888-725-6619 at Holmes Siding. Back way alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast, and it's also Felix Price back at the studio, and glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our partnership with Claxon Communications. Jacob Heading is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Andrew Dunlap is working the cameras. Just go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the opening tip right after this on WKLM.
February is Career and Technical Education Month, and Buckeye Career Center is celebrating the power of hands-on learning with over 30 high school programs, including outdoor power, meat cutting, precision machining, and CAD. Our students gain real-world skills for in-demand careers. Want to learn more? Save the date for March 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. for our spring open house. Meet our instructors, explore our labs, and discover both high school and adult education opportunities during this combined event. Learn more at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
At Pomeroy Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomeroy is just around the corner. Find a location at pomeroyhospital.org.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
Just about ready for the opening tip here this evening. West Holmes wearing their red jerseys and red shorts, white numerals, and blue and white trim. Maysville with their white jerseys and white shorts, blue numerals, and blue and gold trim as well. McElroy alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast. And jumping for West Holmes will be Manny Camacho. He's a 6'7" junior, averaging almost a double-double for the season at 10 points and just under 10 rebounds a game. And stepping to the charity stripe for the Panthers, that is going to be Kane Rourke. He's a 6'5" junior. And there's the whistle. There is the toss. It'll be won by Maysville, going from left to right here at Maysville High School. With it is Landon Iden at center circle, the 5'10 junior guard. Shovels it on the right side. Grabbed by, and the three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be off the mark on the shot inside by Gaynor Nichols. Goes out of bounds. It'll be West Holmes basketball. Nichols missed the three-point shot. West Holmes gets the team rebound.
Yeah, West Holmes going to be leery about letting him have those wide-open shots.
He averages 26.5 a game. Fulker pressure is on. Embedded to Zane Kenzie. Dribbles at three-quarter score. Kenzie now with it across the half-court line. Poke loose. Rolls out of bounds, but off of Landon Iden's hands. It'll stay with West Holmes.
Yeah, West Holmes may want to bring a post player down here to alleviate some of that pressure off of Zane Kenzie.
Nate Spring with that at side court. Does so to Zane Kenzie. Back to Nate Spring. Spring out top. Crossover down to the foul line. On the right wing goes to Zane Kenzie. Thought about it. Now dribbles it to the top of the key. On the left side goes to Moltrich. Moltrich takes it to the top of the key. Down to the foul line. Spins around. Out top. Gets called for traveling, though. And a hesitation in pass to Spring. Then the first serve on West Holmes.
Yeah, I'm not so sure if Cooper wasn't going to try a spin move right there and take the ball to hold, but he saw a Maysville player there. Forced him to travel.
New score, 7:20 to play in the first. Maysville has the ball. Here's Nichols with it on the right wing. Nichols, top of the key, down to the foul line. Hand off left side, goes to Jordan Watson. Back to Nichols. Nichols bumped to the baseline. He'll be fouled by Zane Kenzie.
Yeah, I believe that was Billy Patton. Rubbed him out of bounds with the chest, but a little too much contact right there.
Patton, indeed, as you mentioned, with that personal foul, his first. And now inbounded. Under the back, it goes to Kane Court. York has it knocked away. He'll get a crosser pass right corner now over to Kane Rock. Back in the left wing, here's Iden to the foul line. Iden, nowhere to go with it. His pass deflected, now picked up in the corner by Rourke. Out top of the pass to Watson. Watson to the foul line, cut off. Gets it out top. Now the dribble by Nichols to the baseline. It shot up in there, going to be no good, but he drew a foul. Hacked with the arm near that basket. It'll send Gaynor Nichols to the foul line.
Yeah, for the most part, West Holmes is keeping Maysville out of the key right there. Little slack. Giving a little slack, and he got to the hole right now. So Landon Knight going to shoot two.
First personal on Zane Kenzie, second team foul on the Knights. Landon Knight and 5'10 junior, averaging 10 points per game and just under 3 rebounds per contest. First free throw good, a 76% free throw shooter on the season. First point of the game, 1-0 Maysville. 6:50 to play in the first. Knight and now the second free throw that's up, going to be no good. Rebound is chased down by Nichols to the corner. Now to Iden, goes out top of it. Back to the corner goes to Rourke. Rourke's three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound, Howard chased down by Jordan Watson. Takes the left wing back to Iden. Iden to the foul line. Lane, poke loose, and another foul. Another reach in that time will be the 13th foul of the Knights.
Yeah, I think they're going to call Kenzie on that with a touch.
And that would be his second personal foul. So he will have to check out. Checking in for West Holmes could be Preston Troyer, 5'10 sophomore. In the middle of the quarter goes to Watson.
Back on the right side, 3-4 by Nichols up in the air, no good. Rebound grabbed by Jordan Watson. Watson under the basket, puts it back up, blocked, and grabbed on the rebound after the block by Preston Troyer. Nice have it. Down 1-0. Troyer to the foul line. Back out top goes to Nate Sprang. Takes a right point, Sprang out to the foul line. His 50 footers up in there, going to be in and out and back in.
Boy, good looking shot by Nate Sprang. Good penetration and stop and pop.
2-1 West Holmes. Maysville basketball. Here's Nichols to the right wing. Nichols to the baseline. Put it up in the air by Nichols. He'll knock it down.
Yeah, so that's one thing that they weren't completing up there at West Holmes on Saturday night was that little running 15-footer.
His first two of the game. First field goal for Maysville, and they have the lead at 3-2. Nice basketball. Here's Moultrie shouts off to the right wing. Dribbles it against Gator. Nichols gets it out top down into the hands of Nate Sprang. Sprang dribbles it to the right wing. Now to the foul circle. Back out top with the dribble. Now picks it up. His pass deflected away. Grabs it again off the ricochet. Trying to get that to Camacho. Now Sprang with the pass goes to Cooper Moultrie. Inside goes to Camacho. He'll grab it, lay it up, and no good. Rebound grabbed by Kane Ward. Panthers ball to the front court. Here's Nichols to the baseline. Bodied up. Gets the left side. Goes over to Landon Iden. His three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound goes to Camacho. Outlet pass down to Moultrie. Into the front court. Here's Zane Kinsey. That shot up will be blocked inside. The attempted shot inside. It should say by Billy Patton on that shot. He'll go to the foul line. That'll shoot two.
I mean, that's one good thing about West Holmes. They see the opportunity to push the ball down the court, do so, and that's what they do. I mean, they put the pressure on Maysville on the defense.
Yeah, first team foul on Maysville as a result. And at the foul line going to be Billy Patton. That's up going to be good. There's a foul on Gator Nichols in that last play. Patton, his first point, is set for the second free throw. That's up in the air. It's going to be good as well. Got the bounce. For Billy Patton, 6'1 sophomore averaging just under 4 points per game and 3 rebounds per contest. A 58% free throw shooter. 4-3 West Holmes, third lead change already. Baseball basketball to the front court. The dribble now by Nichols has it out top against Preston Troyer. On the right point to Jordan Watson. Back out top of the pass to Cade Rock. On the left side goes to Nichols. Nichols has the poke close, rolls out of bounds. It'll be off of who? Off of West Holmes, they're going to say.
Wow. I'm not 100% sure, but it looked like that went off Gator's foot.
Preston Troyer convinced that was the other way, but the Panthers will give it. Iden's pass goes over to Rourke. Out top now to Jordan Watson. He'll dribble left wing. Watson out top. The handoff goes to Iden. Iden to the right point. Now the handoff back to Watson. Drive to the lane. To the left block. Cut off. Cross-court pass right corner. Now a three-pointer by Rock is going to be knocked down. Cade Rock.
That's the first three-pointer made by Maysville today.
And now they have a 6-4 advantage. Nice basketball. Moultrie across the timeline. 4.5 to play first quarter. The handoff goes to Sprang, high on the right. Sprang dribbles it near the midcourt line, being bodied up by Iden. Now picks it up a bit too soon, shovels a cross-court pass now to Preston Troyer. Troyer lobs it inside, goes to Camacho. Camacho shot up off the glass, is good.
Boy, good post by Manny Camacho, nice entry pass by Preston Troyer.
His first two, first tie, 6-6. Now the score, here's Maysville ball. Watson out top on the corner now, the dribble. And shot up there by Iden, going to be no good. Rebound goes to Keston McKinney. Knights with it, tied up at 6. 4 minutes to play, first quarter. Moultrie across the timeline on the right wing. Dribbles it out top. He'll find Camacho. Crashes in there, some contact, a shot no good. Rebound grabbed by Rourke. Now Maysville ball, here's Watson to the corner. Three-pointer by Iden, going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Gator Nichols, though. Back out top goes to Rourke. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound grabbed this time by Cade Rock. He'll throw it to the corner and out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. We'll have all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Moultrie at three-quarter score. Pass to the front runners to Camacho. Back over to Moultrie. Back in the corner. Deflected grab by Nate Sprang. Sprang, three-pointer. Goes up and they're going to be no good. Rebound grab by Jordan Watson. Baseball ball. Law pass inside goes to Rourke. His layup is good. Rourke is first, two off the lob pass, 8-6 Maysville. Knights with it, here's Cooper Moultrie. 3 minutes to play first quarter. On the right wing, Moultrie to the baseline. Poke loose, out of bounds, but off of Gator Nichols' hands.
That looked like a little clear out for Cooper Maltris for him to go down the left baseline.
Iden checks out. In is Gavin Ferguson, the 5'10 sophomore for the Panthers. And batted out top to Camacho. Into the corner now to Maltris. His three-pointer is going to be knocked down.
Boy, it didn't take him long to get that up in the air. He was set ready to shoot that ball.
His first points off the three-point basket, 9-8 West Holmes. Drive by Nichols. His layup got the last. That's no good. Rebound Camacho. Knights basketball at a one-point lead. Troyer's pass goes front court now to Nate Sprang. Sprang to the baseline. Now to Keston McKinney. McKinney, flipping it up in the air, going to be knocked down.
Boy, good penetration by Keston McKinney, able to shoot the ball off the bounce there.
His first two, West Holmes, the 11-8 advantage. Five lead changes in the first quarter. Knights have the lead. Baseball ball, here's Watson. Out top now to Rock. He'll find Gator Nichols. Nichols to the foul line. Back in the corner now. Now Rourke, a three-pointer. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed inside by Nate Sprang. Sprang fouled in the backcourt by Cade Rock. Meanwhile, second team foul Baseball. Rock has his first personal.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of a frustration foul right there.
No doubt. West Holmes with this lead early on, 2:11 to play first quarter. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game as that player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, and embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville. Nate Sprang's pass out top, stolen away by Rock. Now to Watson to the front court. Watson shot up, going to be blocked, but a foul is called. The attempted block by Maltris. That'll send Watson to the foul line.
Not a bad foul by Cooper. Make him go to the free throw line and earn it. West Holmes only with two turnovers so far today.
That'll be his first 14th foul, West Holmes. Jordan Watson, 6'3 junior, averaging 16 a game and 7 rebounds per contest. He's 79% free throw shooter. Free throw up is going to be good by Watson, his first point tonight. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle. Let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed. It sounds like Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Sounds like Quick Lube, State Route 83 in Millersburg. Billy Patton will check out. Troyer back in. Now the second free throw by Jordan Watson. That's up, going to be good as well. 11-10 West Holmes. They had the ball with just under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Out there, Nate Sprang to him, and also Cooper Maltris, Manny Camacho, Preston Troyer, and Keston McKinney. Sprang inbounds it to Maltris in the backcourt. 2-2-1 press for Maysville. Now Sprang across the timeline. The pass goes to Maltris. Maltris high on the right. Into the corner goes to Preston Troyer. Troyer loves inside. Goes to Maltris. To Camacho, excuse me. Has it pulled close on the floor. He'll grab it. Slapped by Athalas. Is good by Manny Camacho.
Well, good job by Manny to get back in control of that ball once it was tipped away from him.
He has four. Ball pulled close on the other end. And a foul call. Late whistle on the attempted steal by Preston Troyer. Gets called for the reach-in foul.
Yeah, now Maisel's going to shoot two at the free throw line right now.
15th foul lead. Troyer his first. So double bonus now for Gator Nichols.
This will be Gator's first attempts from the charity stripe tonight.
13-10, West Holmes has the lead. Nichols, 6-foot junior, averaging 26.5 a game, and just over 4 rebounds per contest, 85% free throws here, but that first free throw, no good. 3-point advantage for the Knights in the first quarter, Division 4, sectional tournament basketball from Maysville. Winner moves on to Friday's sectional championship against Claymont. Second free throw's up by Nichols. That's going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound corralled by Manny Camacho. Outlets the pass to Maltris. He'll cross the timeline. Maltris to the foul line, to the lane, into the corner to Keston McKinney. McKinney to the baseline. Under the basket, reverse layup. Blocked. Got his own rebound. Put back from McKinney. Is going to be good.
Keston McKinney.
He has four. 15-10 Knights. Panthers with it. Here's Nichols. Crossover. Back in the corner now to Iden. Iden to the baseline. Cross-court pass goes to Rourke. Rourke, drive, lane. Across the lane goes right side now to Iden. Iden back to the corner. Now he'll find Cade Rock. Back to Nichols. Nichols back out top to Cade Rock. His three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound goes to Camacho. Knights ball. They have a 5-point lead. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. Preston Troyer across the timeline. Into the corner goes to Maltris. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound to Camacho, though. Put back by Camacho. That's partially blocked. Got his own rebound. Camacho on the right block. Poke loose. Grab. Shot by Preston Troyer. No good. Rebound to the four. Fought four. And a foul called. And I believe that Rebound goes to Camacho. The foul will be called a Cade Rock. That's his second, 13th foul of the Panthers.
Well, I have Manny Camacho for 7 rebounds this first quarter.
Monster on the boards. Ready to get started here for him and the Knights.
Yeah, keep him close to that basket, and that's what you're going to get.
Embedded to Camacho to the corner. He'll find Spring on the right wing. Spring to the foul line, to the lane. His shot up in there going to be no good. Rebound. Knocked away. That time a foul called on Camacho going over the back. And for Camacho, his first personal foul. 30 seconds to play in the first quarter of play. Now, will be free throws, or will it be a player control foul?
It should be a player control
foul.
That's
what I thought.
No?
They're going to give him free throws. As it turns out, Kane Ward, 6'5 junior. That free throw's up, going to be good. Averaging over 8 points per game and over 5 rebounds per contest. Rourke, 9-for-9 for the foul line on the season. Free throw here is going to be up. That'll be no good. Rebound grabbed by Keston McKinney. Rourke has 3 points. Knights up 15-11. 24 seconds in the first. Here's Nate Spring to the corner. Spring, 3-pointer. Up in the air, going to be knocked down.
Boy, good-looking shot by Nate Spring. Big shot right there.
On the step back. 18-11 West Holmes. Panthers basketball, 10 seconds to go. Here's Iden. Dribbles it outside. 5 seconds. Iden's pass to the corner now to Watson. Watson's in the baseline. Cut off. Dumpson goes to Rourke. His shot no good at the buzzer. Rebound to Preston Troyer. That'll close out the first quarter. At the end of one, it is West Holmes 18, Maysville 11. This is sectional tournament basketball on WKLM.
Whether you're exploring faith for the first time or looking for a place to call home, Northside Church invites you to be a part of their growing community. Join them for services Sundays at 9 and 10:30 a.m., where you'll find inspiring messages and a welcoming atmosphere for all ages. And for 6th to 12th graders, Northside Student Ministry meets Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. during the school year. Visit them at 1207 Worcester Road, just north of Joel Pomeran Hospital in Millersburg. They can't wait to meet you at Northside Church.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us. 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
It'll be West Holmes basketball to begin the second quarter of play, and they have a 7-point advantage. And Nate Spring has it as he'll dribble it. Now knocked loose at midcourt, and he'll grab it again. Diving after the basketball, finally stolen away by Gavin Ferguson, and they'll call him for traveling. So West Holmes gets a break that time. First quarter numbers courtesy of Don Holm. West Holmes 2-for-4 from 3-point try, from 3-point attempts for 50% shooting. Maysville 1-for-9. And also West Holmes 5-for-11 from 2-point range, 45%. Maysville 2-of-5 for 40%. West Holmes ball here in the second quarter. Moultrie shouts up. Dribbles it out to the left wing. Bounce pass goes to Nate Spring. Guarded by Ferguson. Spring spins around. Back to the corner. Now the pass goes to Moultrie. Moultrie to the foul line. Moultrie to the lane, spins around, his shot up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound going to be picked up by Iden. Panthers basketball, Iden out top. Into the quarter now, pass goes to Jordan Watson. Watson gets called for traveling. Also in the first quarter, West Holmes 2-for-2 for the foul line. Maysville 4-for-8 for 50%. West Holmes out rebounding Maysville 15-9. 2 turnovers for the Knights, 1 for Maysville in that first quarter of play. Knights basketball here in the second. Troyer has the poke loose, grabs it again, dribbles it. Now a cross-court pass, right side goes to Markers. His 50-footer's up there going to be no good. Rebound, 5-4, grab by McKinney. His putback is good.
Boy, Cass McKinney come to play tonight, didn't he?
He has 6 points, 20-11 West Storms. And Carey is going to be the call on Gavin Ferguson. Maysville now with the 4 turnovers, 3 in the quarter.
Well, I mean, that's a West Holmes is actually putting the pressure on Maysville right now as opposed to Maysville putting the pressure on West Holmes.
9-point advantage for West Holmes early in the second. Here's Moultrie in the backcourt. He'll dribble himself across the timeline. Pass goes right side. Preston Troyer, but stolen away. Fourth West Holmes turnover. On the left wing to Watson. Back to the corner now. Over to Iden. Back to Watson. Watson's to the foul line. And going to be a foul on Cooper Maltrich. I should say, yeah, will be on Maltrich. That'll be his second personal.
Yeah, Cooper put two hands on him when he was penetrating. That's going to be a foul every time.
First team foul of the quarter on the Knights. Embedded by Watson to Iden to the corner. Back to Watson, the left post. Watson comes to a jump stop. Cross-court pass right side the Roar. Drive, lane, back out top. Here's Ferguson to the baseline. His run off the glass going to be no good, but he'll be fouled by Nate Sprang. His first, second team foul of the Knights.
Yeah, I mean, this is what West Holmes is doing Saturday nights. Really making the shots for Maysville contested hard shots.
Make him earn them. Gavin Ferguson to the foul line. Looking for his first point. 5'10 sophomore, averaging 7.5 a game and 2.5 rebounds. A 61% free throw shooter. That first free throw is good. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. Phoenix Price reporting on the area tournament basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Second free throw by Ferguson up in the air, going to be good. Makes them both. 20-13 West Holmes. Knights with it. Here's Maltrich, a three-quarter score. Across the timeline. Maltrich out top, down to the foul line. Gets the hand off to Nate Sprang. Sprang on the dribble. It's passed right side. A little miscommunication that time as Patton cut in. He threw it out of bounds. It'll be the fifth West Holmes turnover.
Yeah, it's the fifth West Holmes turnover, the third one this quarter already, and it's only been about a minute and a half into it.
6:20 and counting, second quarter. Maysville ball trailing by seven. Ferguson to the front court, pass right side. Here's Iden to the corner to the baseline. He'll find Nichols. Nichols dribbles it under the basket. Cross-court pass to Watson. His three-pointer going to be good.
That's one thing Maysville needed is the shot right there, some points.
Watson, his first field goal. He has five. And that is stolen away against the press by Watson. Out of the corner to Nichols. Nichols three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound Watson. Watson to the foul line. Back to the corner now. Iden for a three-pointer. That's going to be knocked in.
Well, that's 6 points in less than 20 seconds.
And ball thrown away. Another turnover to West Holmes. And all of a sudden, things kind of turning a little bit to the Maysville's favor. The seventh West Holmes turnover.
Yeah, seventh West Holmes. And that's the fifth one this quarter.
Timeout call by West Holmes. 5:46 to play in the half. West Holmes 20, Maysville 19. This is sectional tournament basketball on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Panthers on an 8-0 run. They had the basketball out of the timeout. Inbounded to Landon Item, who has it out top. Back on the right side goes to the dribble by Nichols. In the corner now to Rourke. Rourke drives to the lane. Hits the left side. Goes to Ferguson. Ferguson to the foul line. Back out top. Now to Landon Item. Item shot for the foul line. Going to be up. No good. Rebound picked up by Nate Sprang. Sprang now dribbles it. Pass Watson across the timeline. Now out top. Down to the right side. Bounce pass goes to Maltrich. Maltrich dribbles it to the baseline. His shot for the right block is up and good.
What good, strong power dribble drive by Cooper Maltrich.
He has five. Three-point advantage for West Holmes, 22-19. Here's the three-pointer for the quarter by Rohr. Going to be up and no good. Rebound goes to Keston McKinney, and he'll be fouled after the rebound. Call that foul inside on Landon Item. First team foul, Maysville. Item has his first.
That's the sixth rebound I have for Keston McKinney so far this first half.
McKinney and Camacho both hitting the boards in this first half. Presses on and met at Cooper Maltrich. Works it against Item. Howell takes it across the half-court line. Into the corner now to Billy Patton. Patton dribbles it outside. Spins around. Patton looking. looking. Now the handoff goes out top to Nate Sprang. Sprang to the left wing. Now to the left wing to the baseline. Sprang shot off the last. It's going to be no good. Rebound by Patton. Put back up by Patton. No good, but he drew a foul inside on Ward.
That's a good second chance opportunity for Billy Patton, given West Holmes Knights.
Second team foul of Maysville, and Kane Ward will have his first personal foul. Billy Patton, 6'1 sophomore at the charity stripe. Free throw up going to be good. Has 3 points now. 58% free throw shooter, averaging just under 4 points per game and 3 rebounds per contest. That free throw's up. That's going to be good. Got the bounce. 4 points for Patton all at the foul line. He'll check out, and Zane Kinsey checks back in. 24-19, West Holmes, 4:37 to play in the second quarter. At the conclusion of this contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Out top goes to Gator Nichols for the Panthers, on the left point to Roark. Hands it off to Watson. Watson dribbles it to the foul line. Back out top now to Roark, and they call a foul. A little double clutch in pass, I believe, on Cooper Muldridge.
Yeah, got him on the pass as opposed to a shot. Looked like he was going to go up and shoot that the last second, decided to pass it because I believe who was it? Cooper Muldridge defending that?
That would be his third personal. Pass inside goes to Watson. Out top. Now Roark dribbles it to the foul line. Now over to Ferguson for a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. Rebound going to be knocked to the floor. Into the hands of Zane Kinsey. Knights with it. Kinsey across the midcourt line. His pass goes to Muldridge on the right wing. Anna Camacho on the right point. Gets the handoff back over to Zane Kinsey. Kinsey to the corner. Down to the baseline. Crossover pass goes to Muldridge. His three-pointer going to be off the top of the backboard. No good. Rebound to Camacho. Closer over back. Didn't get the call. Here's Muldridge to the right block. Back in the corner now to Nate Sprang. Takes it back out top. Sprang. Drive. Baseline. Sprang. Layup off the last. No good. Rebound put back. Sprang is going to be good on the second effort. Sprang on the putback has 7. Here's Maysville. Shot up in the air on the other end. Going to be no good by Ferguson. Partially blocked. Rebound by Nate Sprang. Sprang across the timeline. Poe close and stolen away. There's a steal and bucket by Gator Nichols. Nichols has 4, 26-21 West Holmes. Nice, their 8th turnover. Into the front court to McKinney. His pass inside deflected and grabbed by Camacho. His layup is good.
Sometimes being good is being lucky as well.
No doubt. Bounce right to him. Camacho has 6. 28-21 West Holmes. Nichols drives inside. He'll draw a foul. And that'll be the 14th foul on West Holmes.
Yeah, this is the pace I believe Maysville wants, is that up and down pace as fast as you can get it.
They're getting it. Yeah, that right now, 3 personal fouls on Kinsey. He'll check out. That foul before we thought was on Moultrich was on him. Moultrich still has 2 personals. Inbound another right wing, goes out of bounds. And that'll be off of Watson. That'll be the 5th Maysville turnover.
And 4 Maysville turnovers this quarter as well.
So Muldridge has it. 28-21 West Holmes. 3 minutes to play in the second. Muldridge lobs the right corner. Goes to Preston Troyer. Back to Muldridge. Dribbles the right wing. Has it out top. On the left point. The handoff now to the dribble by Nate Sprang. He'll pick it up. Sprang looking. Nowhere to go with it. Down to Camacho high on the right. He'll dribble behind his back to the foul line. Camacho left block. Shot there going to be no good. Missed everything. Goes out of bounds off of Keston McKinney's hands. It'll be Maysville basketball. 2.5 to play in the second. Maysville ball. They trail it by 7. Nichols goes over to Landon Ida with the basketball. Now to the front court. On the right point to Jordan Watson. Down to Nichols. Nichols' three-pointer going to be knocked down.
That's his first made out of 4 attempts tonight.
7 points for Nichols. Timeout called. 2:13 to play in the half. 28-24 West Holmes. This is sectional tournament basketball on WKLM.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Well, just in case you thought it was a fluke, Don, back on Saturday, West Holmes once again playing right with this Maysville team. In fact, they had the lead. What are you seeing in this first half?
I mean, they match up well with Maysville, size-wise, quickness-wise, effort-wise, especially right now, and that's the big thing.
Knights have it up 28-24. Here's Spring on the left wing. Over 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Maltrich on the right side, dribbles it outside. Maltrich lobs inside, goes to Camacho on the double team. Back in the quarter, no, not there. Out top instead goes to Keston McKinney. Back in the quarter now, Nate Spring has the basketball. Spring to the baseline. And the basket is layup going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Kane Roark. And now across the timeline, Ferguson's pass goes cross court to Watson, out top to Roark. On the left side, Gator Nichols. Nichols to the foul line, to the lane. Run by Nichols, but they are going to be no good. Rebound by Camacho. Nice ball. They have a four-point lead. 1.5 to play, second quarter. Spring to the front court. Dribbles it out top. Spring. Pass, pass to McKinney. Into the corner to Cooper Maltrich. Maltrich loves inside, goes to McKinney. His layup going to be no good. Tips it back out top. Back to Maltrich. His 15-footer going to be no good. Rebound finally grabbed by Ward, but it'll be fouled by Keston McKinney. 15 foul on West Holmes. McKinney going to have his first personal. Can't fault the hustle, though.
No, you can't. I'm sure if you ask Keston, he's probably a little upset. He's missed those two, so I don't want to say bunnies, about five-footers, but his hustle is always there.
So at the foul line, Kane Ward. Free throws up, going to be in and out, no good. Gooder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Middlesbrough and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text them 330-695-3000 for your roofing and spouting needs. Second free throw up going to be good by Ward. He has 4 points. 28-25 West Holmes. Just over a minute to go in the half. Knights with it on the left side. Goes to Preston Troyer. Dribbles it out top. He'll find Camacho. Nice look inside. Goes to McKinney. But off his hands and out of bounds. Wasn't looking for it. Couldn't corral it.
Well, I just think he was so wide open. I think he was going to go to the basket before he even got the ball. I mean, that was great call play by Coach Belden.
Yes, it was. Ninth turnover instead for West Holmes. 59 seconds to play. In the half. Maysville ball trails it by three. Gator Nichols across the timeline. Working against Billy Patton back in the game. Nichols, three-pointer up in the air. Going to be way off the mark. Rebound by Watson, though. Throws it back across the half-court line. That'll be chased down by Nichols. But that should have been a half-court violation. Back out top to Iden. Iden to the foul line. His pass deflected. Going to be kicked on West Holmes. It was saved. It was saved by Maysville, right?
It was, but he actually had the possession down here off the offensive rebound.
Yeah.
And threw it across. That should have been a backcourt violation.
Right. Panthers will have it. And now Iden to windbound beneath the own backboard. Back to the corner goes to Watson. Out top Nichols. Nichols to the foul line. Head fake spins around. Has shut up, and they're going to be good.
Boy, nice move by Gator Nichols. Never gave up after the first move wasn't there.
He has 9-7 in the second quarter. Westall's ball, 1 point lead now. 20 seconds and a half. Now Maltrich on the right corner. Poke loose out of bounds. It'll be off of Nichols' hands.
Yeah, West Holmes definitely wants to take the last shot of this half right here.
18 seconds. Spring to win at it. Does to the pad, but stolen away by Watson. Watson to the bucket. His layup is going to be good. And just like that, Maysville has the lead by one. Knights with it. Here's Maltrich across the timeline. To the right wing. Maltrich running up in there. Going to be no good, but he drew a foul. Cooper Maltrich with 5 seconds to play.
Well, right now is a good opportunity to get somebody out that has any foul trouble for West Holmes.
13 foul in the half on Maysville. And Cooper Maltrich chance to tie and give his team the lead. And that free throw's up. It's going to be no good on the first attempt. Has 5 points in the half, does Maltrich. 62% free throw shooter of the year. 6'1 sophomore, averaging 8.5 a game and 3.5 rebounds.
Yeah, I definitely know where Gator Nichols is after this change of possession.
No doubt. Second free throw to tie it. That is up, and that is going to be good. Tie it up at 29. Here's Nichols across the timeline. To the corner, knocked out of bounds, though, on the deflection. It'll be 2 seconds to play for Maysville to win about it.
Yeah, 2 seconds, plenty of time. Plenty of time, couple dribbles.
Two ties in the half. Tied at 29 right now. Here's Iden to inbound. to the corner goes to Watson. His three-pointer up in the air going to be no good. And rebound to Camacho to close out the first half. Halftime score, West Thomas 29, Maysville 29. Back around the recap the first half for you on WKLM.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music. While you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local, independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com. Check out this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential two storefronts with a loading dock and a two-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio, or online at KeimHome.com. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
It is halftime in Boys Division 4 sectional tournament basketball. We are all tied up between the top seed and the 13 seed. It's tied up at 29 between Maysville and West Holmes. And West Holmes had an 18-11 advantage after the first quarter that saw five lead changes in one tie. West Holmes had a 7-point lead. Maysville did come back in the second quarter to outscore West Holmes 18-11. In all in the first half, six lead changes and two ties. And the game is all tied up at 29 at the half. Lead the way for West Holmes individually in the first half, Nate Sprang. Sprang was 1-for-2 on three-point tries, 2-for-6 from two-point range for his total of 7 points. Also, 6 points apiece for Manny Camacho, Cooper Maltrich, and Keston McKinney. 4 points scored also by Billy Patton, and that ran out the scoring for West Holmes, their total of 29 points. For Maysville, leading the way was Gaynor Nichols. Nichols in the first half, 1-for-5 on three-point tries, 3-for-5 from two-point range, and 0-for-2 from the foul line. Gaynor Nichols had 9 first-half points. 7 points scored by Jordan Watson. 4 apiece for Landon Iden and Kane Rorg. 3 points scored by Cade Rock and 2 for Gavin Ferguson, running out the Maysville total of 29. Halftime score, West Holmes 29, Maysville 29. Now with the first-half team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. From behind the arc, West Holmes 2-of-5, 40%. Maysville 4-of-16, 25%. 2-point field goals, West Holmes 9-of-23, 39%. Maysville 5-of-12, 42%. From the charity stripe, West Holmes 5-of-6, 83%. Maysville 7-of-12 for 58%. total rebounds. West Holmes is winning that 27 to Maysville 16. Total turnovers this half. West Holmes with 10, Maysville with 5.
Individual rebounding leaders for West Holmes, Manny Camacho finished up for him with a total of 10 rebounds in the first half. Four of them came at the offensive end to go along with the 6 points. Also, four boards for Nate Spring in the first half. Keston McKinney, he had 6 boards, two at the offensive end. For Maysville, it was a 4 rebounds, 3 for Jordan Watson on the offensive end, and 4 boards also for Keen Rourke in that first half of play. Tied up at 29 at the half. You're going to love the energy with West Holmes came out in that first half.
I mean, just loved it. They have matched, if not exceeded, Maysville's energy, and that's what they need to continue to do there in this second half. But once again, just like Saturday night, West Holmes is contesting everything. There's no easy shots other than a couple of little turnovers West Holmes had that led to easy layups. They've pretty much dictated how Maysville's shooting the ball. You may say Maysville's not shooting very well tonight. Well, West Holmes has something to do about that. You know, they're contesting, they're keeping out, making every Maysville shoot a hard shot every time.
Without question, you kind of expect to go in the second half. Maysville's certainly going to turn up that pressure on the defensive end.
Oh, absolutely. If you think that Maysville played hard this first couple quarters, just watch this second quarter. It's going to be something very, very intense, but West Holmes going to have to match that intensity, and this is where you're going to need a leader, somebody that wants the ball in their hand. Everybody that's out there is going to have to be able to handle the ball a little bit with confidence.
Winner moves on to Friday's sectional final against the 12 seed Claymont. Halftime score again, it's West Holmes 29 and Maysville 29. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
President's Day Super Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and we're kicking off our 80th anniversary year with savings throughout the store. As a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal to or better than all those larger stores. Are you building or remodeling? In addition to package discounts, we'll hold your appliances in our warehouse until you are ready for our professional installation team. So visit us today on State Route 83 South in Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
Stock up and save all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have Libby's Country Sausage Gravy, 2 for $3. 24-ounce Hunt Spaghetti Sauce, 2 for $3. Chef Boyardee Pasta, 4 for $5. Van Camp's Beanie Weenies, 4 for $5. 15-ounce Libby's Corned Beef Hash, $3.48. And 6-ounce Hunt's Tomato Paste, $4 for $5. Plus, get Springer Mountain Farms Bone-In Split Chicken Breast, $1.98 a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Just about ready for the start of the second half here. Reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our partnership with Claxon Communications. Jacob Heading producing tonight's live stream coverage, and also Andrew Dunlap working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's game. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Phoenix Price is back at the studio. Matt Coy alongside Don Hall for the broadcast. A tie ball game as we begin the second half a play. It'll be Maysville ball here at side court. Landon Iden inbounds it to Gator Nichols, going from left to right. His pass down to Watson, the left side, back to Nichols. Nichols dribbles it out top, down to the foul line. Nichols to the lane, to the corner. Here's Watson, back out top. Three-pointer by Iden up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound, going to be grabbed by Rourke. Down to Watson on the right block. Kicks the left wing back to Iden. He'll find Gator Nichols to the top of the key. Nichols to the foul line. Nichols scoops off the last going to be no good, but he drew a foul on Billy Patton.
Well, that's going to be three on Billy Patton now.
So Patton is third, first team foul of the night, and at the foul line is going to be Gator Nichols.
Gator Nichols currently 0-2 from the charity stripe tonight.
Has 9 points overall. And that free throw's up, it's going to be good. In the double figures now. Reminder to stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by MRV Setting Supply. Second free throw by Nichols. That's up, and that is going to be good. Buries them both that time. He has 11. 31-29 lead for Maysville. Nice ball. Here's Maltrus on the right wing, going right to left. Maltrus to the baseline, under the basket. Cross-court pass goes to Patton. His three-pointer going to be in and out. No good. Rebound corralled by Jordan Watson. Watson's ball pass. Front court goes to Nichols. Nichols to the baseline. Now Iden has the basketball. Played by Iden off the last. That's no good. Rebound to Camacho. Camacho looking. Gets the handoff down. In the backcourt goes to Cooper Maltrus. Back to Camacho in the front court. Camacho gets the handoff down to Billy Patton. Patton out top. Back up behind him to Zane Kinsey. Into the corner now to Nate Sprang. Sprang's three-pointer going to be no good off the rim. Rebound snatched away by Watson. Panthers ball. They have a two-point lead. Nichols. Three-pointer by Nichols up there. Going to be good.
Boy, Gator Nichols can light it up, can he?
Yes, he can. He has 14-5 in the corner. His second three-pointer tonight. Meanwhile, foul called as Maltrus crossed half-court. Foul on Iden. First team foul on Maysville. Iden has a second.
Yeah, West Holmes definitely going to have to try to keep that ball in the middle of the floor. Don't want to take down the sideline because that's where you're going to get in trouble.
34-29 Maysville. West Holmes ball. Here's Kinsey. Back in the corner to Billy Patton. Patton to the baseline. Hitch it up here. Going to be no good off the glass. Rebound Camacho. Camacho backs it in. Looking. Nobody open. And gets called for traveling. Good tonight. Defense caused that travel. That'll be the 11th West Holmes turnover.
Yeah, man, he got the ball 3 foot from the hoop right there. He needs to take that up. Can't get to him much closer than that.
Absolutely. It'll be Maysville basketball. Now 6:20 and counting, third quarter. Nichols pass goes front court. Now to Watson, back to Nichols. Nichols, top of the key. Now to the foul line. Head fake for the right block. Lobs back out top to Iden. Into the corner now to Kane Rourke. Rourke to the foul line, to the lane. Rourke backs it in. Double team. He'll find Watson out top. Watson to the foul line, to the lane. Comes to a jump stop. On the right side, Rourke. Back out top, Gator Nichols. Nichols dribbles it inside. His shot blocked by Camacho. Tied up, they're going to say. Arrow points to West Holmes. That's the sixth Maysville turnover.
That's a good job by Manny Camacho. Good help and great job of staying vertical on that.
Knights still looking for the first basket of the third quarter as Billy Patton checks out with the three personal fouls and as Preston Troyer. Fulker pressure on by Maysville. Maltrus with it. His pass to Kinsey. Into the front court to Camacho. Back over to Maltrus now high on the right. Maltrus out top to the foul line. Maltrus running up in there. Going to be off the rim, no good. Rebound Grabbed by Rourke. Here's Nichols across the timeline. Nichols, runner up in the air, going to be off the last. That's good.
Boy, Gator Nichols has come unglued this third quarter.
Seven in the quarter. 16 for the ball game. And going to be what?
What do they call here? Timeout? Blood timeout, maybe?
Maybe so. Official discussing things over with head coach Ben Belden on that far sideline. 5:23 to play in the third quarter. 36-29 Mainesville as Keston McKinney now checks in. And Moultrich looks like he is out. Being attended to. And inbounded to the corner goes to McKinney. Picks it up. Gets the hand off the spring. Takes it outside. He'll find Zane Kinsey in the left wing. Back in the corner to Preston Troyer. His three-point going to be no good. Rebound, fought for, grabbed by McKinney. In traffic, knocked loose, stolen away by Watson. Watson on the fast break. Right side back to Iden. Nice look inside, goes to cutting. Kate Rock, who lays it in.
What a good look by Iden to find Rock.
Rock has five, 38-29 Maysville. Here's Springs' pass, goes to Preston Troyer. Troyer to the foul line. Out top McKinney. McKinney, three-pointer for there, going to be knocked down.
Boy, good-looking shot by Keston McKinney.
9 points for McKinney. His first points, first three-pointer, I should say. First points of the quarter for West Holmes. Here's the drive by Watson. Right corner now to Cade Rock. Goes out top for the pass to Nichols. Back over to Watson. Watson drives the lane. Back out top to Rock. Now to Watson. Watson to the foul circle. 50-footer by Watson up there, and he'll knock it down. Watson has nine.
Yeah, shooting's contagious, and right now Maysville's got it.
Meanwhile, ball thrown out of bounds by Zane Kinsey in the backcourt. That'll be West Holmes, their 13th turnover.
Yeah, third turnover this quarter.
40-32 Maysville, they had the ball. 4:17 to play in the third. Inbounded by Iden, goes over to Jordan and Watson. He'll find Nichols for a three-pointer. That's going to be no good that time. Rebound juggled and picked up by Preston Troyer. Troyer in the backcourt. Picks it up. His pass down to Camacho. To the frontcourt. Deflected in the hands of Nate Sprang. Sprang. Baseline. To the bucket. Sprang. Layup off last. Is no good. Rebound Camacho, though. His putback can be blocked, but a foul is called on the attempted block by Cade Rock. It'll send Camacho to the foul line.
Boy, I have Manny Camacho for six offensive rebounds tonight.
That is big. And the third personal on Rock. Second team foul on the Panthers.
This will be Manny's first attempt from the charity stripe tonight.
He has 6 points. 6'7 junior, averaging 10 points, 10 rebounds on the season. First free throw, good. 63% free throw shooter on the season. Rock is out after the three personal fouls on him, and is Gavin Ferguson. Second free throw by Camacho. That's up, going to be in and out, no good. Rebound goes to Jordan Watson. Baseball ball up 40-33. Watson, pass out top to Nichols. Nichols to the foul line. Back to Watson. Watson, three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Camacho. That wants to pass down to Zane Kinsey. Gets called for traveling, though. And that'll be the 14th West Holmes turnover. 40-33 Maysville. And stop by the jewelry store to see the large selection of diamond earrings in different styles, along with sterling silver to 14-karat gold jewelry. They have a wide range of merchandise for you. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Panthers with it. Here's Watson with it on the right wing. Goes out top to Rourke. On the left side, Iden. Iden's three-pointers up there. Going to be no good. Rebound. Knocked to the floor. Grabbed by Camacho. Outlets the pass front court to Billy Patton. Patton to the foul line. Out top now to Nate Spring. Into the corner now, Keston McKinney. McKinney to the baseline. His floater's up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound, Camacho. Puts it back up. That's going to be good. Manny Camacho, the putback. He has nine. Westall's back to within five. Here's the drive by Ferguson. His 50-footer up in the air. Knocked down by Gavin Ferguson. Ferguson with the bucket. And going to be a timeout call. 3:03 to play in the third. It's Maysville 42, Westall was 35. This is Sectional Tournament Basketball on WKLM.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Right, we're also video live streaming girls Division 6 district semifinal basketball from Springfield. And at halftime, Wayndale had a lead at 25-12 over Springfield. So Wayndale trying to get themselves to the district championship game. And West Holmes ball out of the timeout. Here's Nate Sprang across the timeline. They'll beat the press. Shovels a pass to Zane Kenzie. Back to Preston Troyer. Troyer to the baseline. To the right block. Troyer shot up in the air. Going to be good.
Good way to back yourself in. Press Troyer. Nice looking shot.
His first two of the game. West Holmes down by 5 at 42-37. 2:40 to play in the third. Maysville ball. To the left wing, the Roaring. Hands it off to Nichols. Nichols dribbles it to the foul line. Nichols, lane. Run by Nichols. But they are going to be good. He rolls it in. Nichols, a huge third quarter. 44-37 Maysville. Nice basketball. Kinsey hands it off to Camacho. Along the perimeter, back to Kinsey out top. He'll dribble it. Crossover. Inside goes to Camacho. It will pick and roll. He'll be fouled, though, by Watson trying to knock it away.
That's the first time West Holmes is able to sort of capitalize on that pick and roll tonight.
First personal on Watson. 13 foul on the Panthers. Sprang to Inbound. Inbounds it to Billy Patton out top. Patton crossed over to the foul line, spins around. His pass goes to Sprang. He'll track it down in front of the midcourt line. Sprang dribbles it to the foul line. Sprang kicks it right side back to Zane Kenzie. Into the corner, 3-point by Billy Patton. Going to be knocked down. Billy Patton from deep.
Yeah, 1-for-2 tonight behind the arc for Billy Patton.
44-40 is the score in favor of Maysville. 4-point lead now. Here's Nichols. And going to be
looks like whistle. A piece of foil.
Uh-huh. 1:46 to play in the third. It'll be Maysville down to Inbound after the stop to action here. Watson. Inbounds it to Gator Nichols. Nichols takes it outside. After the foul line. Takes a left wing. Three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good by Gavin Ferguson. Rebound Camacho. Held to pass down to Preston Troyer. To the basket. His layup off the last. Good on the foul. Foul on Ferguson. Now Preston Troyer. A chance for a three-point play.
That all started with a rebound from Manny Camacho and the outlet down to Preston.
Yeah, Preston Troyer, meanwhile, big third quarter for him. Back-to-back baskets. Four in the third and a chance to get his team back to within one.
A game of runs right now.
That free throw up, that's going to be good. 5 points, Preston Troyer. West Holmes down 44-43. 1:31 to play in the third quarter. The Knights, as you mentioned, game of runs, and they're right back in it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what they need. Try to get some of these guys now so to sit down so they don't get an extra foul here in the last minute 31.
Panthers with it. Here's Nichols on the right wing. Nichols to the foul line. His 10-footers up there going to be no good. Rebound goes to Preston Troyer. Troyer hands it off down to Keston McKinney. He'll cross the timeline. Gets the handoff now to Cooper Maltrich. Maltrich shouts up to the foul line. Into the corner, Preston Troyer. Back to Maltrich, but stolen away by Gavin Ferguson. Ferguson to the basket. His layup going to be off the last. That's good.
Boy, good look at body control by Gavin Ferguson. Nice finish.
He has six. 46-43 Maysville. Zane Kenzie with the left wing for the Knights. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. On the left wing, pass goes to Preston Troyer. Into the corner, Nate Sprang. Sprang to the baseline. His shot up going to be no good. Rebound. And it bounds off of Sprang's hand. So Maysville's going to have it.
A good looking drive by Nate Sprang. He went up for it. I mean, good contest by Maysville, but a good looking drive.
And that is Gator Nichols.
Nichols will cross the timeline. 40 seconds to play in the third. Maysville ball in the three-point lead. Nichols, stutter step, now to the baseline, to the right block, to the paint. Gets it out top now to Gavin Ferguson. Ferguson kicks the left wing back to Nichols. Nichols, three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound tipped to the hands of Cooper Maltrich. Maltrich on the fast break. Maltrich to the foul line. Tulane, his layup going to be good. Maltrich has eight. Westholm's down by one. 15 seconds. Here's Nichols. Drive. Lane. Nichols running off the last. That's no good. Rebound. Nate Sprang. 9 seconds to go. Sprang to the front court. 6 seconds. Sprang. Looking. On the right side. Goes to Maltrich. 2 seconds
gotta
to go.
Get one up.
His three-pointer blocked. And that'll do it for the third quarter of play. At the end of three, Maysville 46, Westholm's 45. Don't go away, folks. This is sectional tournament basketball on WKLM.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Maysville outscoring Westholm 17-16 in that nip-and-tuck third quarter. It'll be Maysville basketball now to begin the fourth. And they're up by one. Bounce pass goes out top now to Kane Ward. Ward, pick and roll inside. He'll grab it right block, cut off. Picks it back out top to Watson. Watson to the foul line, to Lane. His shot up in the air going to be off last and good.
Boy, good penetration by Jordan Wash. A nice finish.
He has 11 points tonight. 48-45 Maysville. Nice basketball. Nate Sprang hands it off to Zane Kinsey high on the right side. Kinsey out top. Kinsey gets called for traveling. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall. Westholm's 2-5 on three-point tries. Maysville 2-8. Westholm's 4-9 from two-point range. Maysville 5-8. Westholm's 2-3 for the foul line. Maysville 2-2. Westholm's at rebounding. Maysville 12-6 in that third. 5 turnovers for the Knights and 1 for the Panthers in that third quarter of play. Maysville ball. Here's Nichols. Top of the key. Now to the foul line. Into the corner now. Grabbed by Cade Rock. Back out top Watson. Watson. Right point. Now to the foul line. Into the corner now. Goes over to Ferguson. Ferguson. Kicks it back out down to Nichols. Back in the corner, three-pointer by Ferguson. It's going to be no good. Rebound by Cade Rock, however. Kicks it back on the right side to Watson. Watson to the foul line. Down top of the key to the foul line. Delayed Watson. Reverse layup going to be no good. Rebound to the floor is finally grabbed by Cooper Maltrich. Maltrich gets the outlet passed off, but stolen away by Watson. His shot left hand's good.
Yeah, that's what West Holmes can't allow. Those easy turnovers lead to easy points.
And they throw it away again. Stolen by Ferguson. He'll find Watson for a three-pointer. That's good. Gordon Watson going wild in the fourth quarter. And timeout calls. 6.5 to go. Maysville 53-45 lead. This is sectional tournament basketball at WKOM.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Play back to the West. Westholz has the ball, gets that full court pressure. Pass goes front court to Maltrich. Cross court pass, catch to McKinney. McKinney three-pointer for the corner, going to be in and out, no good. Rebound now to Gavin Ferguson. Baseball to a 7-0 run to begin the quarter. Here's a drive by Iden to the baseline. Cross court pass out top. Down to the corner. Three-pointer by Gavin Ferguson. Is in and out. No good. Rebound to the four. He is grabbed, however, by Kane Rock. Back inside of Jordan Watson, who makes it in and a foul. Jordan Watson has all 9 points so far for Maisel. Now a chance for a three-point play.
Why, good-looking player that Watson is, I'll tell you.
First team foul, Westholz in the quarter. McKinney has his second. Watson came in averaging 16 a game. He has 18, make it 19. With that free throws, he buries it. Now Preston Troyer in, Zane Kinsey out. All of a sudden, a 56-45 lead for Maysville.
Yeah, Maysville can score them quick, I'll tell you.
He scored the first 10 of the quarter. Knights with it. Here's Maltrich in the backcourt. His pass goes to Nate Sprang. Sprang double team. And going to be a timeout for Westholz. 56-45 Maysville. This is Sectional Tournament Basketball on WKLM.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. And we kind of saw something similar to this back on Saturday.
Yeah, this is exactly what happened. Westholz comes out in the fourth quarter, goes a little bit cold. Maysville gets a little bit hot.
See what Westholz can do to stem the tide here. Here's Maltrich across the timeline being bodied up by Iden. Down to the right wing. Maltrich still with the basketball. Double team. Down to McKinney. Back out top, Nate Sprang. His three-pointer is going to be good. Big shot that time by Nate Sprang.
Yeah, nice assist by Keston McKinney.
10 points for Sprang. That snapped a string of 10 straight points to begin the fourth quarter by Jordan Watson. Drive by Watson again. Lost it that time. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Westholz basketball. Baseball, their seventh turnover tonight.
That's only their second turnover in a whole second half.
56-48. Baseball with the lead. Westholz has the ball. Here's Maltrich. Guarded by Iden across the timeline. On the right wing, 5:17 to go. Maltrich to the baseline. Picks it up. Cross-court pass goes Preston Troyer. Down to Keston McKinney. McKinney to the foul line. Picks it up. Back out top to Camacho. On the left wing, now the Sprang. Sprang to the baseline. Looking. Back out top to McKinney. Down to Nate Sprang. Sprang dribbles it. Back to the midcourt line. He'll find Maltrich. Around the foul line, Camacho to the corner. Preston Troyer for a 3-4. Going to be no good. Missed everything. Goes to Jordan Watson with the rebound. Here's Nichols to the front court for the Panthers. Nichols to the foul line. Into the corner to Iden. His three-pointer is going to be good. Landon Iden has seven, his first three-pointer. 59-48 Maysville.
Got the net caught.
So they'll attend to that with 4:38 to play in the fourth. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Kenzie checking back in and bounds it to him. Does Nate Sprang. Kenzie in the backcourt against Gator Nichols across the timeline. Kenzie, left wing, has it out top. Crossover to the foul line. Out top down to Nate Sprang. Sprang dribbles it. Picks it up. Now back over to Zane Kinsey high on the left. Has the poke loose, stolen by Gator Nichols. Nichols to the foul line. Into the corner goes to Watson. His three-pointer going to be good again.
Boy, Watson is just feeling it.
Can't miss in this fourth quarter.
62-48 Maysville. That pass by Moultris goes to Kenzie on the left corner. Kenzie picks it up. Poke loose. Good after. Stolen away. Watson. Three-pointer up in the air. Going to be good again.
Oh, my.
He's taken over. Jordan Watson in the fourth. Timeout called again, 65-48 Maysville. This is Central for the Basketball at WKOM. And apparently we'll keep it right here. Jordan Watson, though, can't miss here in this fourth quarter. What a wrecking crew.
What it is it's shooting's contagious, and he's got hot, and his teammates are finding him for those for shots. I mean, getting to the guy that got you to the dance, right?
I guess so. Absolutely. Baseball team, of course, the state runner-up in Division II a season ago. Full pressure is on. Sprang inbounds it to Zane Kenzie. Kenzie will cross the timeline. Poke close and stolen away again. Watson's pass goes to Gaynor Nichols. Nichols float up in the air. That's good off the glass. Nichols has 20. 67-48 Maysville. Nice ball. Here's Preston Troyer to the baseline. His shot blocked. Rebound put back by Camacho is good. Camacho has 11. 67-50. Maysville, a 17-point lead. Three-pointer by Nichols. Could be good again for the top of the key.
It's contagious.
Five for him in the fourth quarter. 23 for the ballgame. That pass out top. Chased down by Sprang just before it went across the half-court line. Sprang center circle. Dribbles it. Lost it. Stole it away. And now Landon Knight in the steal. The bucket on the other end. No good, actually. Missed it. Rebound is grabbed by Preston Troyer. Then he lost it out of bounds. And suddenly just everything going baseball's way.
It is, and actually they're playing it just like an open gym right now, and they're having so much fun.
And batted to Watson. Watson, jump hook, going to be in and out and back in. Gordo Watson. Yeah, 72-50 advantage for Maysville. Watson has 27 points. Patton gets the handoff to Cooper Moultrich. 2.5 to play. Moultrich top of the key. Bodied up. Moultrich looking. Inside goes over to Preston Troyer. He'll be fouled. Blocking foul under the basket. That'll be slapped on Gaynor Nichols.
Yeah, they're going to call it on the floor.
His second personal, first team foul on the Panthers.
Yeah, well, Maysville has taken West Holmes totally out of their offense. They're having trouble just even entering that first pass.
Embedded to Camacho. He'll find Preston Troyer. Back on the right side, out of bounds on that turnover. And West Holmes up now to 23 turnovers on the night.
Yeah, now this is the West Holmes from the beginning of the season. This isn't what they want to sort of end this on. There's 2 minutes and 24 seconds. They need to rectify that, come out, play good basketball.
Here's Gaynor Nichols with it now for the Panthers. On the right wing goes to Ferguson. Ferguson to the baseline. Takes the right side back to Nichols. His three-pointer going to be good as he falls to the floor. Gaynor Nichols, 75-50 Maysville. Ball poked loose. Foul called, though, on Jordan Watson. His second team foul on the Panthers. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Loop. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Loop, State Route 83 South Millersburg. Knights with it. Here's Moultrich's pass. Goes to Nate Sprang. He'll dribble at the top of the key. Spring. Bounce pass inside. Going to be grabbed by Camacho. His layup is good. Camacho now has 13 points. 75-52 Maysville. 1:45 to go. Nichols. Crosser pass left corner goes to Iden. Iden's three-pointer is going to be good.
Yeah, and everybody's getting into the routine right now.
Iden's second three-pointer of the fourth quarter. He has 10 points for the game. Moultrich pass goes to Keston McKinney. 78-52 Maysville. Moultrich shouts off. Dribbles the right wing. Bumped and fouled now by Watson, his third personal. 1:22 to play. Maysville looking to move on to the sectional final Friday. They'll host again against the 12 seed Claymont. Nate Spring inbounds it to Cooper Moltrich. And McKinney out top. Hit the handoff to Manny Camacho. He'll find Spring. Spring, three-pointer goes up, and they are going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Jordan Watson. Watson will cross the timeline. On the right wing goes the Gator Nichols. So Nichols, pass goes cross-court, three-pointer by Iden. That's no good. Rebound, juggle, grabbed by Watson. Cross-court pass left side to Nichols. Nichols spins around to the baseline, under the bucket. Gets a handoff, now over to Cade Rock, who lays it in. Rock has 7, 80-52 Maysville. 40 seconds. Moltrich, three-pointer up in the air, going to be way off the mark. Rebound goes to Gator Nichols. Nichols to the foul line. Robinson inside goes to Rock. Across the lane now to Ward, who missed it. Rebound tipped back in the hands of Ward. Back to Watson. 28 seconds. He'll find Iden, who dribbles it outside. Final 20 seconds of this one. A Maysville team had just 46 points at the end of the three quarters. They have 80 right now. Here's Kester McKinney. His name off the last is good. 11 points for McKinney. 5 seconds. And that will do it. Maysville gets the win by the score of 80-54. Maysville indeed will go to 20-3 on the year. They've won 3 in a row and 10 of their last 11. They'll take on the 12 seed Claymont here at Maysville in the sectional championship game this Friday at 7 o'clock. The West Holmes with the loss, they'll end their season with a record of 1-22 and on a 10-game losing streak. Final score tonight, it's Maysville 80, West Holmes 54. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
At Pomerine Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerine is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerine. Hospital.org.
Looking to boost your career or gain new skills? Buckeye Career Center has two exciting new adult education courses, Intro to Industrial Robotics and Intro to Basic Machining. Whether you are a newcomer or a current worker looking to advance, these hands-on courses will prepare you for in-demand jobs in the Tuscarawas Valley. Call 330-339-2288 or visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to register today. Did you know that BCC offers grant funding towards earning your CDL? Start your journey to a high-paying career with financial assistance.
Are you jumping around from office to take care of all your dental care for your family? Take a tip from Grin and Gary to get all of your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
It's a final in Division 4 sectional tournament basketball for Maysville. The top-seeded Panthers defeat the 13-seed West Holmes by the score of 80-54. But really, it was a close game throughout. West Holmes led through a lot of the game here before Maysville exploded in that fourth quarter to get the win. The West Holmes jumped down to an 18-11 lead after one after a first quarter that saw five lead changes and one tie. West Holmes had a seven-point lead. And then Maysville came back to return the favor, outscoring West Holmes 18-11 in the second quarter. And we were tied up at 29 at the half. Maysville outscoring West Holmes by 1 point, 17-16 in the third. Maysville led by 1 point, 46-45 through three quarters. However, all Maysville in the fourth quarter, it was a Jordan Watson and Gator Nichols show in that fourth quarter. As for the Panthers, who had outscored West Holmes 34-9 in that final period. And for Jordan Watson, he had 14 points in that fourth quarter alone. And look at Gator Nichols, who finished up with 10 points in the fourth quarter. So they have 24 points between the two of those guys out of the 34. And Maysville gets the win 80-54 over West Holmes to move on to Friday's sectional championship game. For Maysville leading the way for them, that would be the two guys I just mentioned, Jordan Watson and Gainer Nichols. As for Watson on the night, he would finish up going 4-for-7 from downtown, 6-for-7 from two-point range, 3-for-3 for the foul line. Jordan Watson would finish up with 25 points. Also, Gainer Nichols on the evening would finish up for him by going 4-for-10 from three-point distance, 6-for-10 from the two-point range, 2-for-4 from the foul line. Nichols finish up with 28 points. Landon Iden also in double figures. He was 3-for-8 from three-point distance, 0-for-4 from two-point range, and 1-for-2 from the foul line. Iden had 10 points, 7 points for Cade Rock, 6 points scored by Gavin Ferguson, and 4 points, I should say, scored by Kane Rourke to round out the scoring for the Panthers, their total of 80 points. For West Holmes, they had three players in double figures. Leading the way for them was Manny Camacho in double figures for the 11th time of the season. For Camacho on the night, he would finish up going 6-for-10 from two-point range and 1-for-2 for the foul line. Camacho had 13 points. Also, Keston McKinney in double figures. McKinney in double figures for the fourth time on the season. And for McKinney, that is a new season high for him. In fact, the other times he had scored 10 points when he was in double figures, McKinney, new season high with those 11 points. And for him this evening, he would go 1-for-2 from beyond the arc, 4-for-7 from two-point range. McKinney finished up with the 11 points. And also, Nate Sprang in double figures for the 15th time of the year. He was 2-of-5 from beyond the arc, 2-for-8 from two-point range for his total of 10 points. 8 points scored by Cooper Maltrich, 7 for Billy Patton, and 5 points for Preston Troyer, running out the West Holmes point total of 54. Final score, Maysville 80, West Holmes 54. Now with the final team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. From behind the arc, West Holmes 5 of 15, 33%. Maysville 12 of 34, 35%. 2-point field goals, West Holmes 16 of 36, 44%. Maysville 17 of 29, 58%. Charity stripe, West Holmes 7 of 9, 78%. Maysville 10 of 15, 67%. Total rebounds, West Holmes wins at 41 to Maysville 31. Total turnovers, West Holmes 23, Maysville with 8.
What a night for Camacho on the boards. 18 rebounds. That's right, 18 tonight to go along with his 13 points, double-double. He had 9 of those 18 on the offensive end. Also, 5 rebounds for Nate Sprang as well tonight. Keston McKinney would finish up with a total of 7 rebounds. He had 3 at the offensive end. For Maysville was Jordan Watson, who finished up with a total of 9 rebounds. 4 came at the offensive end. Kane Rourke, he had 7 rebounds, 2 at the offensive end for the Maysville Panthers. Final score, Maysville wins at 80-54 to move on to Friday's sectional final. I give West Holmes credit. Came out just like they did on Saturday through three quarters, right with this Maysville team, but the Panthers able to explode as they can do, capable of doing, Don, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and that's what, and they can score points, I mean, just so quick. Just very, very, very quick. But West Holmes, I mean, played a great game Saturday night for 26 minutes, played a great game tonight for 24 minutes. They just need to learn how to finish, you know, these games. And that is a sign of a young team, predominantly sophomores and a junior. So Things do look bright for West Holmes. Saw some good things tonight. Saw Keston McKinney come out and play just a great game. Preston Troyer came out, but did some good things offensively and defensively. Billy Patton. So there's great pieces of the puzzle there. Nate Sprang and all those guys. Just great pieces to the puzzle.
And just kind of seeing that here, the way they've competed here the second half of the year, again, and what they've done here against Maysville tonight and back on Saturday here, things, as you mentioned, you can kind of build upon here and to get another year older, work on things here in the offseason and see if you can kind of turn those close losses into wins.
Absolutely. And it's just experience. A lot of the kids got experience this year. I even saw some freshmen, was able to play some few minutes this year. Bode McCauley, a sophomore, another sophomore, was able to play some few minutes this year. So you get some experience, get some kids on the floor, because the only way that you can actually get depth is you develop depth, and then that's getting them meaningful minutes, and then there was able plenty of times this year to get some of those kids some meaningful minutes on the court. So it's going to be a big off season for West Holmes. It's a really big off season, and it's going to get every one of these kids in the gym at the same time, to have the same exact goal as the coaches and everybody on that same sort of page, if you will.
Manny Camacho will be your Thunder Nick player of the game. Camacho, double-double, 13 points, 18 rebounds, and certainly did his job tonight.
Yes, he did. I was very happy to see Manny. Played closer to the rim the last couple games than he has all year, and it has shown just, stuff in the stat sheet with rebounds and points. Manny had a nice season this year, very nice season this year. I know he made second team District 5, which is a good accolade for Manny, and just a well-deserving one as well.
West Holmes boys season will come to an end. The girls will be in action tomorrow night against Philo. We'll have that call done, and it should be a good one tomorrow night here for the Lady Knights.
Absolutely. Always love going down to Coshocton High School. Just that's where I used to play my sectional tournaments back in the day. And so it's good to revisit there, and it's always great people down there as well.
All right, so stay tuned for that. For this game, as far as this is concerned, Maysville with the win goes to 20-3. They won three straight in 10 of their last 11. They indeed will play host to the 12-seed Claymont in the sectional finals Friday, 7 o'clock here at Maysville. With the loss, West Holmes ends their season as a 13-seed with a record of 1-22 and losing their last 10 contests. For us, reminder coming up on Wednesday, we'll have girls Division 4. District tournament basketball from Coshocton, as we just talked about. West Holmes against Philo. Also, girls Division 7 district semifinal basketball from John Glenn with Highland against River. Both those games will be live streamed for tomorrow night. The West Holmes game will also be on the radio for tomorrow. Also, Friday, we have boys Division 6 sectional tournament basketball. Newcomerstown is at Highland for that. That'll be live streamed on YouTube for Friday. And Saturday night, we'll have boys Division 5 sectional tournament basketball. It'll be Meadowbrook at Garaway. That'll also be live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page on Saturday night. And hopefully a few more games coming away on Saturday as we go throughout the course of this week. That'll wrap things up for us. We do want to thank our video live stream partners from Claxton Communications, that being Jacob Heading, as well as Andrew Dunlap, helping us bring you this live stream coverage for this evening, and also to Phoenix Price back at the studio. For Don Hall, I'm Matt Roy. Special thanks, of course, a reminder to stick around after the game for High School Scoreboard. I have all those area tournament scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. The final in Division 4 sectional tournament basketball for Maysville. It was Maysville 80 and West Holmes 54. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.